This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is the top of the hour, America. How you doing? I hope it's a great day for you. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. I want to read an essay to you that was written by the Christian baker Jack Phillips that puts his experience in a very succinct sort of way. And you can only imagine what he and others like him have been going through as the courts and the power of our government has fallen upon them. I mean, you think the just the psychological impact, and beyond that, the money and the impact that it had on his business. Anyway, this is what he wrote in USA Today. He says, as a cake artist, the Supreme Court affirmed that the government has to respect my beliefs about how I conduct my business. Storms, whether actual or figurative kind, are common but difficult part of life. One of the longest and most trying storms of my life came to an end Monday with the Supreme Court's ruling in my case, Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission. As a cake artist who owns my own shop, I have always been willing to serve everyone who walks through my doors. But that doesn't mean I create every cake requested of me. If asked to design a cake that celebrates an event or expresses a message in conflict with my faith, I'm obliged as a matter of conscience to decline. But I still offer those customers anything else in my shop and tell them I'd gladly create them a cake for a different occasion. That is exactly what I did in July of 2012 when I was asked to create a custom wedding cake to celebrate a same-sex marriage. But even though I offered to design the couple a cake for another event, they filed a lawsuit against me, commencing a 6-year legal storm. Can you imagine? Most storms bring some elements of surprise. The lawsuit against me was no different. I was shocked at how many people dismissed my decision as making much ado about nothing. Yet, those folks fail to understand that as an artist, I pour my heart into my wedding cakes and that my conscience will not allow me to celebrate something in direct conflict with my faith. People don't have to share my beliefs to support my freedom. They just need to agree that the decision should be mine to make, not the government's to make for me. And it doesn't hurt if they realize that it is depriving me of my freedom, deprives them of theirs. If the government can force me to celebrate events and express views that violate my conscience, well, they can do it to anyone. Storms tend to own not only to surprise, but also to terrify. I'm sure I've had my share of that. After the government forced me to stop designing wedding cakes, I lost 40% of my business. Since then, I've been worried that I'll have to close my shop, that the revenue left won't be enough to make ends meet. And I've been greatly distressed by death threats hurled at me. Few things approach the horror of hearing another vow to take your life. I was also disturbed by this thought. If the Supreme Court would have ruled against me, what would have happened to the millions of people of faith, from Christians to Jews to Muslims, who believe that marriage is the union of a man and a woman? I worried that they would face the loss of their livelihood, financial ruin, death threats, and even jail time for their beliefs. The really big storms have another unsettling effect. They strip us of control. I can certainly identify with that. The government ordered me not only to stop doing the wedding work I love, but also to teach my remaining employees, all of whom our family members, that I was wrong to operate my shop consistent with my faith. In other words, the state told me to tell my mother that the faith she taught me has no business influencing my life. And I was forced to turn over the future of my cake shop to 9 Supreme Court justices. My fate was no longer my own. As I waited for their decision, I wondered whether I'd see a break in the clouds, a ruling from that the state was wrong to punish me for living according to my beliefs, or another looming storm. Would the court make clear that I don't have to hide my faith, or would it banish my beliefs and allow the government to bully me? Now that the decision has arrived, I can see the sun once again. The Supreme Court affirmed that the government must respect my religious beliefs about marriage. It welcomed me back from the outskirts where the state had pushed me. At least for the moment, it has brought an end to my storm. Jack Phillips, this is what he wrote. And Jack, of course, the owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop in Lakewood, Colorado. We've got a lot to talk about. All the experts coming on to deliver the facts the best they know how as we pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Good to have you with us. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as we mentioned. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We always love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Former campaign advisor to Donald Trump, Sam Nunberg, joins us now. This is Sam's birthday month, by the way, so you can say happy birthday to Sam. American public affairs consultant based in Manhattan, a political advisor to Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. In March of this year, we heard a lot about Sam because he didn't want to talk to the special counsel about their Russian investigation. But that's a whole nother deal. I don't know if he got into Roseanne Barr's Ambien for a moment or what, but I think all is well now, right, Sam?
Yeah, everything's doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. I want to talk about the 500 days of Donald Trump, 500 days that many on the left never thought would be possible. It has been one win after another. What say you, Sam?
Well, first of all, many on the left, many on the right, I could tell you that any other Republican elected would not have been able to get as much done as he did under these terrible circumstances. And when I say terrible, they've been trying to impeach the president since the day he's elected. If you look at James Comey, Comey's been writing these memos. The first time he meets Trump while he's during the transition, he writes a memo. The president faces leaking like I've never seen from Obama leftovers and unelected bureaucrats that work in the Justice Department, National Security Council. And despite all that, frankly, despite not having a very good White House staff in the beginning, I'm referring to Jared Kushner and Gary Cohn and some others, he was able to get an agenda done that we have never seen in our lifetime. In 500 days, we have never seen such good done. If you look at the embassy being moved, the American embassy finally being moved into Jerusalem, the Jewish state of Israel, where it's always belonged. President said he was going to leave Obama's ridiculous, disgusting and very dangerous Iranian nuclear deal. The president's done that. He's left. He left, obviously, the Paris Accords, and which was really a treaty and unconstitutional. And that's just on foreign affairs. And there's a ton of stuff I'm not even mentioning. But the big issue, once again, is the fact that he has a Congress and Republicans who can't seem to know how to legislate, and he has all this incoming coming after him, And people have wanted him removed. From the minute he won Pennsylvania was effectively the 45th president of the United States.
Well, Sam, this is what Main Street America wanted. They wanted to shake up on the Beltway. And what better way to do it? I mean, they're just fortunate. Now, this country is fortunate to have someone, the strength of character and the intelligence of one Donald Trump, because in spite, as you suggest, in spite of all the sticks in his spokes that Democrats and Republicans alike have put in this president's way as he's been trying to get this country back on track, you know, in spite of all that, you know, a 3% GDP, which even the elites, you know, the people that are supposed to know better, said that Barack Obama had defined the new standard of GDP, that there was no way that anybody could expect any more than 2%. Well, Donald Trump is a big dreamer, and he understood that there was a lot of pent-up production getting ready to explode. It just needed an opening. And he did that by attacking regulations right off the bat. He said, hey, for every one, I want two eliminated. Now we're, for every one, we got, 22 regulations being eliminated. And it has unleashed the power and productivity of the body politic.
Yeah, he certainly has. And I think that, and look, I come out, so your audience understands, I worked for him for 4.5 years. And I say this publicly, I said it all over TV. I may not like him personally. We have our personal issues. Perhaps we'll be friends one day again. But he certainly did not treat me well. He's certainly very difficult to work for. And I don't think he was loyal to me. I don't think he was loyal to Roger Stone. I don't think he was loyal to Michael Cohen. I don't think he was loyal to Steve Bannon. With that said, he's an exceptional, exceptional president. Mm-hmm. And one thing about him is he's very, very strong-willed. And while he does care what people say about him in the media, he's still going to do what he wants to do from a policy point of view. Mm-hmm. You know, he's still going to do what he knows is inherently right. And I think something that's very unique about Donald Trump is we're not talking about somebody who, let's say, is Ted Cruz, who, you know, Ted Cruz is one of the smartest legal minds and is a constitutionalist and an originalist.
Mm-hmm.
No, Donald Trump has become a conservative through his life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning this is the common sense. This is much like Reagan, right?
Right.
He wasn't born he wasn't born a political philosopher. He wasn't born thinking about if he's a Republican, a Democrat, what kind of Republican, what kind of Democrat. And now he's got to this point in his age, and he's elected president, and he just knows what works.
Exactly.
And you and I know what works is conservatism.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Conservatism, republicanism. That's right. What works.
Yeah, experience defines preference, and that's what is driving this president and what is connecting with so many people, because it is consistent what Main Street America has seen happen in their own lives, especially after 8 incredible years with Obama. Getting back to your relationship with Donald Trump for just a moment, Sam, with all due mm-hmm. respect, I mean, there must be something about you two that draw each other. I mean, you've been on again, off again with this president. So even though it's been a difficult relationship, he likes having you in. I mean, you have something to offer, and there's something about you and about the relationship between the two of you that bring you back together.
One thing I want to say is I've had a long time, and I think you understand this with your religious background, is that
yeah.
It was so hard when I got fired in 2015, 6 weeks into the campaign, and to watch that campaign work, something that I had been working for in 2013, where if I had gone on your show, you would tell me I was crazy.
Right.
I want the audience to know, I could have been a better employee as well.
Right.
I should have been a better employee as well. I'm not going to get into everything. He didn't give me a lot of chance.
Right. Well, and I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's fair. We learn in the process, and especially when, as you say, about a guy like Donald Trump, and Corey Lewandowski said the same thing, that, you know, one moment he was taking a breather, he was on a plane, he was just kind of worn out, after being on a whirlwind experience with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump said, hey, look, if it's too much for you, you know, there's the exit. That's, you know, I've worked for taskmasters before, and it can be tough at times. So
my instance, because you brought him up, I despise Corey Lewandowski, and Corey helped push me out. Okay,
so right.
Corey's not a good guy.
Yeah,
but let's move on. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's fine, and I only brought it up only for the allegory, you know, for the anecdotal. That's all.
No problem.
Hey, Sam Nunberg is with us, and we're talking the Trump campaign. We're actually talking about the Trump presidency, and there's so much more to talk about. 500 days of wins. Are you tired of winning, ladies and gentlemen? Nancy Pelosi, I think, is with some of her comments. So more from Sam on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bill Martinez.
Let your body.
impression with Sam Nunberg that he realizes that fear is a liar, and he, like us, we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. To this end, Sam, break down what is going on with Robert Mueller's Russia probe. I mean, this has gone on for over a year. $1 million a month, roughly, is being spent of the people's money. And what do we have here?
Well, first of all, we have nothing. We have indictments that really have nothing to do with Russia. And everybody then wants to point to, well, he indicted these Russians. I've read that 37-page indictment. Very easy. It's double-spaced. Maybe your audience, if they're a little bored, they can read it too. Mm-hmm. Essentially, in that indictment, he names a bunch of Russians, and he names some Russian companies that bought Facebook ads. And he says this is a conspiracy to defraud America. He doesn't even talk about the hacking of emails. It was that they bought Facebook ads, mm-hmm. Mueller. And, oh, by the way, you know, all we used to hear in the mainstream media is Robert Mueller is amazing. He walks on water. These attorneys, these are the best attorneys he's hired. Mm-hmm. The legal defense team that these Russians have hired seems to be picking them apart. And they indicted a Russian company that didn't even exist at the time. Of the events that the government alleges. But it's a larger question here.
Yeah.
Look, this ultimately starts and ends with the fact that James Comey doesn't like that Donald Trump fired him. First of all, newsflash. Barack Obama was going to fire James Comey had Hillary Clinton won during the transition. Hillary Clinton didn't want James Comey as her FBI director. James Comey should have been fired during Donald Trump's transition. And another reason, and I'll say it, I know a lot of people don't like to say it on the right, that Jeff Sessions is a terrible attorney general, is if you read Comey's memos, and you want to believe them, I don't know if they are truthful, but let's say for argument's sake they are, Trump said, I'm not firing you because Jeff Sessions says you're great. Yeah, nice one, Jeff. Nice call. That and hiring Rosenstein, too. What a good call. In any event, if you look at everything, once again, it starts and ends with Comey. Now, I read James Comey's book. It's 4 hours of my life I wish I had back. The man's a hypocrite. He's a liar.
There wasn't much redeemed from that four-hour experience you're telling me?
No. Well, you know how I know he's a liar? Because he tells me 8,000 times in 230 pages that he's the most ethical man you've ever met in your life.
Isn't that a warning signal always, huh? I mean, if they have to tell you that, who are they selling, right?
Exactly. And if you look at the questions that Mueller wants to ask the president, you know, I'm talking about the New York Times report over the weekend where somebody leaked out the memo. At the end of the day, doctor, each one of those questions ultimately goes back to Comey and the Comey firing, and it goes back to Mueller using Comey's memos for probative value and saying they are 100% truthful, their veracity, as if they're the Bible themselves. That's what he's using. Now, quoted this part. So let's get a point out here. Robert Mueller, when he ended his tenure as FBI agent under Barack Obama, and I think it was pretty shameful that he really let the Iranians and Hezbollah get away with a lot as FBI director in our country, because Obama was pursuing the Iranian nuclear deal, he wanted James Comey to succeed him. Then Robert Mueller, after Trump fires Comey, Robert Mueller goes in for an interview that Robert Mueller requested to see if he could replace James Comey. I assume the president said thanks, but no thanks. And then I ensure he spoke to Rosenstein, and Rosenstein appoints him as independent counsel. And a special counsel. And with these awesome powers, and I mean that in a technical sense, the word awesome, with these powers that under any rudimentary reading of the Constitution, Mueller should have had to have been approved by Congress, meaning Mueller is like a U.S. attorney. I think Robert Mueller effectively runs the Justice Department, frankly, today, because between Rosenstein and Mueller, it's pretty obvious who wears the pants. But just from a technical point of view, and under the Constitutional Appointments Clause, to give him these kinds of powers, to give him that, you said Robert Mueller's claiming he only spent $17 million. I bet you it's more.
Mm-hmm.
And to hire these attorneys and to just do whatever he wants to do, and he has no congressional oversight at all. And he didn't even have any congressional – Rosenstein had no congressional oversight at all when he did this. So, so there's one issue. But here's a larger issue, and I can tell you from my own experience. First off, what I think I showed the American public was, once of all, was – you know, I kept hearing from the, you know, in the mainstream media that Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation is what's going to save our country. This man is an angel, and we are so lucky to have him and his 13 unelected Democrat lawyers go through and sift through everything because he'll find the truth. Look how that affects somebody like me, little old me. Say, on the campaign for 6 weeks, and all they're trying to do is use me for testimony. I can tell you, I was on the campaign for 6 weeks. I don't know anything. There was nothing to do with Russia
right.
My entire time there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they're using me and my testimony to go after Roger Stone, to go after Michael Cohen, to go after Donald Trump. And they're making me spend money on an attorney. Thank God I'm doing well. I can afford it, but, you know, it's still money. And
of course,
they then, I went in, let's say I went in on a Monday for an interview. I get a subpoena. They then subpoena me that Friday. They tell me they want me in the next Friday for the grand jury. Oh, and by the way, we're going to give you 5 days to produce over 10,000 documents.
Wow.
Which they already had.
Mm-hmm.
They already had them because they had full access to my email, which is another issue. And I happen to think Mueller, by the way, is tapping my phone right now, too.
Right. Well, we'll say hello to him. Hey, Sam, we've got about 2.5 minutes left, just as a heads up here. So I'll let you summarize.
The important thing I want to say is, and when I was in there, I want your audience to think about that. This. I was in there for 5.5 hours in that grand jury testimony. First 30, 45 minutes after their screaming at me for what I did earlier in the week, which you have to admit was some of the best TV you've ever seen, right? I mean, was that pretty cool?
Hey, I thought my reference to Roseanne Zambian, I thought that was just fun. You know, why not?
And, well, I enjoyed it. And yes. In any event, let's say another hour goes to what Roger Stone, and I believe Roger was getting ahead of himself or wasn't telling the truth. Trying to insinuate himself when he said he met with Assange, but it goes into all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to think about this. I'm there for 3 hours telling them about things I can tell you had nothing to do with the presidential campaign. I'm not going to go into them yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they are essentially want to build a file against Donald Trump. They want, remember, Ken Starr delivered 36 boxes of evidence of evidentiary documents
right.
to the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Mueller wants to have a file. Mueller wants Trump removed from office. He doesn't think Trump is up for the job. And who the hell is Robert Mueller? I think Donald Trump was elected because of people like Robert Mueller.
Exactly.
And I think that I provide a unique voice on this. And I'm going to speak up.
Right.
Somebody should.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show to speak up and tell your side of this. I mean, what we're observing here, Sam, is there's quite the cabal, the shadow government. Donald Trump refers to it as the deep state. I think it's much more than, you know, we could even imagine how deep this is. Mueller is part of the, you know, part of the vanguard of this deep state, and whether it's you go down the list, Rosenstein, Strzok, Page, they're all involved in this, and it's all nefarious. And you know, we may have one of those you can't handle the truth moments here because it seems rather much. Sam Nunberg has been with us. Sam, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Go ahead.
Very quickly, the president pulled out that election through divine intervention. I believe he came back. And I think we're going to beat this as well. I think we're stronger.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's expands its signature 2-for-20 menu, 2 full-size entrees and a full-size appetizer to share for $20 by adding flame-grilled steak as an extra option to tempt everyone's taste buds. Starting on May 28th and for a limited time only, guests can enjoy a 6-ounce USDA Select Top Sirloin Steak as an entree option. By itself or in a delicious combo like the shrimp and parmesan sirloin, it will satisfy the biggest of appetites. And the best part is that you can share this with a special someone. Submit an image or video of your epic 2-for-20 proposal on Twitter from June 4th to June 10th. using hashtag 2for20 contest for a chance to win a date night at Applebee's. And if you don't feel like dining in, also for a limited time, enjoy 20% off $20 or more on your next Applebee's Carside To-Go order. For more, visit Applebee's.com. Price and participation may vary by location.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
You know, appreciated the conversation with Sam Nunberg. Boy, quite a character, isn't he? But what he said there at the end, and I don't know if you caught that, is that he believes that it was divine intervention that Donald Trump was elected president. We know people of faith and those that are connected with the Word of God understand when God really did say that he is the one that appoints leaders. So for a time such as this, I believe, as many do, and Sam, as he interjected there in his ending comment, that it is by the hand of God that Donald Trump is there. This is why we need to pray for this president, pray for our country, and so that we have something to turn over to the next generation and not what it was looking like, you know, prior to the Donald Trump administration. Well, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced yesterday he was canceling 3 weeks of the upcoming August recess due to the historic obstruction of Senate liberals. Now, instead of vacationing during August, McConnell's going to force progressive politicians to stay in Washington and work. What a novel concept, huh? Should we make Congress work again? I think so. Bill Pascoe joins us now. He is a Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director. Bill, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for joining us to talk about getting Congress, you know, back to work. Why not? I mean, this was a bold move by McConnell. This has come up several times in the initial, you know, part of the Donald Trump administration because of the obstruction. And I'm glad to hear that Mitch McConnell finally had the internal, you know, the intestinal fortitude to follow up on this.
You know, you and me both. At Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund, a couple weeks ago, we started working with Senator David Perdue of Georgia and former Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina on this project, Make Congress Work Again. Mm-hmm. And we've had grassroots activists all over the country calling into their Senate offices, asking them to please get a move on, put pressure on Senator McConnell. The obstruction by the Senate Democrats is truly historic. Let me just give you just one number. At this point, only 60% of President Trump's nominees have been confirmed. Compare that to President George Herbert Walker Bush, who at this point had 85% of his nominees confirmed. President Clinton had 80% of his nominees confirmed. President George W. Bush had 78% of his nominees confirmed. And even President Obama had 67% of his nominees confirmed. What the Senate Democrats are doing is using the rules of the Senate to force a cloture vote and then use up the 30 hours of post-cloture debate time. Think about that for a second. Mm-hmm. In the Senate, when you vote to say, okay, we want to end debate, that's the cloture vote. Mm-hmm. Even after you voted to end debate, the rules allow for another 30 hours of debate. And the Senate Democrats have been insisting on using up all that time on nominees that they know are going to be confirmed. Once you've got the cloture vote, by definition, mm-hmm. if the cloture vote passes, you've got enough votes to confirm the guy, by definition.
Exactly, right.
But they're insisting on using up that 30 hours, and the result is we've used up almost more than 100 days of legislative time just waiting for the clock to run out on these nominees. It's really outrageous, and Senator McConnell took a good first step yesterday in announcing that he's going to cancel 3 out of the 4 weeks of the August recess. Now, we've got one more thing that we're asking Senator McConnell to do, mm-hmm. and that is, for goodness sake, you only come in and you work from Monday afternoon until Thursday afternoon.
Right.
Who in America only works a 3-day work week, mm-hmm. except for the United States Senate? How about if you hold them in until Friday at least?
Exactly.
Maybe make them work on Saturdays too. Mm-hmm. Goodness mm-hmm. gracious.
Yeah, what a novel kind, especially it's like you're behind on your workload. And because you've been extending this out, I mean, think about the cost bill. What the Senate is doing by exercising these 30 wasted hours. What is that in terms of cost? I mean, we're talking millions of dollars that we're flushing down the drain here, and we're already looking at $21 trillion in debt, and this waste is being brought to you by the Democratic Party.
That's right. And you know, here's the real life cost of using up that 30 hours of debate for nothing, literally nothing. Nothing gets done. You can't work on other legislation while that 30-hour clock is running. You just have to sit there on the Senate floor and wait. This is why we end up getting 2,000-page omnibus spending bills at the end of the session when the clock is running out, because they won't let the regular appropriations bills come to the floor one at a time in what we call regular order.
Right.
Now, the spending process is laid out in a law that was passed in 1974. It says that Congress is supposed to fund the government through 12 different appropriations bills, each one of which is supposed to be debated on the floor of the House, debated on the floor of the Senate, offer amendments, go back and forth, discuss, debate, vote. And instead, because they won't allow the use of the Senate floor for what it ought to be used for. Mm-hmm. Instead, we're using the Senate floor time for this post-cloture debate period. They end up getting to the end of September. The end of the fiscal year is September 30, and I guarantee you that if we don't get this change, we're going to be looking at another 2,000-page bill that gets dropped on a Wednesday night, and they're expected to vote on it the very next day before anybody has a chance to read it. That's not the way that we're supposed to do legislation.
Right, and hopefully President Trump follows up on his promise and he vetoes it just for principle's sake because of what they did to him the last time, because I want to believe what he said, that he would never sign this again. Going back to what we're talking about in terms of what you mentioned previously, Bill, is that the Senate Democrats, in waging this historic campaign to keep Trump from getting his full team in place, it takes an average, according to one report, of 82 days for one of Trump's nominees to be confirmed. 82 days. I mean, we're talking by the time he gets his full team in place, he's going to be done with his first term. That's ridiculous.
He's going to be done with his second term. I got news for you. It's even worse.
Right.
At the current rate that his nominees are being confirmed, if this rate continues, he'll have all his nominees confirmed for his first term after he's out of office after his second term.
Unbelievable. Well, right now, what is it, like 250 nominees that are yet to be confirmed right now that are standing in the queue?
Well, let's see. We've got, as of May 1, that's my most recent information, there were 759 nominees that had been sent to the Senate. 459 of them have been confirmed, meaning there's still 300 nominees waiting to be confirmed by the Senate.
Wow.
300 nominees. We're more than a year into the administration. You know, a president is only given, stop and think of it this way. A president gets elected, and it's now his responsibility, it's his constitutional obligation to manage the executive branch of government. There's more than 2 million federal employees. In order to manage that workforce, the president of the United States is given about 5,000 nominees, about 1,200 of which are confirmable by the Senate. That means they can't start working.
Mm-hmm.
Managing the employees under their jurisdiction until they're confirmed by the Senate. So the president has sent about two-thirds of those 1,200 nominees forward for confirmation, and at this point we've still got 300 people who literally cannot go to work in the jobs that they've been chosen for, and we're more than a year into the administration.
Wow.
How can you run the federal bureaucracy if the Democrats literally won't let your appointees take over the federal bureaucracy? That means that there are federal workers who are literally acting with no direction. They have no supervisor telling them what they're supposed to be doing to implement the president's policies.
Well,
what this really means is it's a divorce between the act of voting and the act of running government. The whole reason that we vote on a regular basis is to tell our leaders what it is that we want them to be doing. If they're not allowed to put those policies in place, then what the Senate Democrats are really doing is they're breaking the connection between the act of voting and the act of seeing the results in government. The people who voted in 2016 for President Trump wanted to give him the opportunity to do certain things. He had an agenda. He made it very clear what his agenda was.
Yeah.
And what's happening here is the Washington swamp opposes that agenda and is fighting back.
And doing everything they can to obstruct the will of the people. That's really what this comes down to. I mean, they are negating the votes of over 60 million Americans for this president and his ideals that he put forth in his campaign. Bill Pascoe, thank you so much. Appreciate it, Bill.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hooray for Hollywood!
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hooray for Hollywood!
And just like that, we're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. James Harrison is with us. Yes, the one, the only, no baloney. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Boy, this weekend, boy, the buzz, Roseanne, and then, of course, if that wasn't enough, Samantha Bee, it just keeps on rolling. I mean, you know, it's almost like we need to do a five-hour show every day. We just cannot keep up with everything.
No, it's really hard to. And, you know, one thing that's been confirmed, it's not really a double standard we're talking about. It's really, we're talking about standards are imposed only on one side.
Mm-hmm.
So one side has no standards, and the other is supposed to have standards. You know, Roseanne gets the severest of punishments, which is the cancellation of her series, and Samantha Bee, who did it while on the job, by the way. Roseanne did it, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning on her private Twitter account.
Ambien induced.
Supposedly that's true, and also it was premeditated in the form of Samantha Bee. That's a show that's on once a week. It was written, edited, scripted, and it was
reviewed by the producers, James, as you know. I mean, you go through a process on this. You just can't wing it. I mean, it's not like the old days of Mork and Mindy. You just had the cameras rolling and let Robin Williams go and have at it, right?
No, this wasn't live, and the producers were bragging about it on Twitter. They were bragging about the publicity they were getting. So the industry, in an organization I belong to, the Television Academy, gives Samantha Bee a humanitarian award. TBS apologizes. Yeah, Sam Bee apologizes, but she keeps her job.
Sure.
As does Joy Behar, as does Keith Olbermann. And now there's talk. As a matter of fact, it is happening today. There's a big meeting at ABC Disney about rebooting or reviving the reboot without Roseanne.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, to have the Connors family, much like they did in the 1980s to Valerie Harper's show, Harper.
Right.
And then, you know, they just did recently, they did to the shows, streaming shows, House of Cards and Transparent. Both lost their lead actors due to sexual misconduct allegations, and that was Kevin Spacey and Jeffrey Tambor, respectively. And those shows went on, you know, I don't know how long they'll go on. But this idea of having a reboot without Roseanne shows, first of all, how out of touch Disney and ABC is to the reason the show was successful.
Right, exactly.
I mean, the show got huge numbers in the Midwest, huge numbers in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and very mediocre numbers in Los Angeles and New York. Why? Because most of the 63 million people who voted for Donald Trump were watching.
Anywhere else but there. Right.
Right. And so if they do it without Roseanne, yeah, they might do some big numbers in the first show with Curiosity. But that show is, it would be destined to wither away and die.
Yeah, you're blowing the brand up. I mean, it's kind of like the same thing with Tim Allen, don't you think? I mean, you know, ABC decides it's a little too conservative for them. And so he goes off, finds a home. You know, we tweeted out almost immediately, maybe I may have done it a little too soon, saying that maybe this is a Fox, another one of those Fox opportunities where they pick up Roseanne and, you know, put her on timeout for a while and, you know, flog her, do whatever you need to do, and then move on. Because the people see, like you say, the hypocrisy, no hypocrisy of all this. And, you know, they still want representation. And they're willing to forgive Roseanne. You know, I think they, you know, the first thing, if she'd have stopped after her first confession, that would have been enough. But, you know, she just couldn't help herself. You know, I think what happens, James, and I'm not all that familiar, but maybe Ambien is like time released or something. And it just, you know, just keeps on going or something. I don't know.
I don't have any idea. But look, when you talk about Tim Allen, all we have to do is look at one of the most powerful people in the entertainment business, Bob Iger. Bob Iger runs Disney. He's in charge of the whole operation. Look at the difference with the way he treated both Roseanne and Tim Allen and the way he treated Joy Behar.
Right.
Joy Behar said that Christians were mentally ill. She did not apologize for days. Bob Iger personally intervened, went to the press, said he had had private conversations with Joy Behar and that she was contrite and had apologized before she'd ever done so publicly and kept her job.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of Roseanne, Bob Iger jumped to cancel the series within hours. You know, he could have suspended her. He
yes.
could have sent her to Starbucks for re-education and sensitivity training.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He could have done a whole host of things. He even could have fired her, but instead what he did was put 200 people out of work.
Mostly liberals.
Mostly liberals. Mm-hmm. And they are the ones, you know, it's mainly Sarah Gilbert who plays Darlene and the executive producer and the showrunner. They're trying, because the production company has to pay these people anyway for 10 seasons, they're trying to find a way to keep it going, you know, without Roseanne, kill her off, whatever they do. But here's one big problem they have. Roseanne is a co-creator and executive producer of this thing. She's got contractual rights. And you know another person who had that? Remember Charlie Sheen?
Yes, exactly.
Remember how
you?
Similar problems on the internet. He gets fired with CBS and Warner Brothers. And he had some rights in his contract, so he went and filed a $100 million lawsuit, and it settled for $25 million. I can't imagine that if they try to go forward with the same characters that Roseanne created, the same plot lines, that she's not going to sue. She is going to sue.
Well, Sarah Gilbert is a talent in and of herself. But she ain't no Roseanne, and they're talking about, you know, centering it around her, big risk. Also, Iger is the same guy that told Disney and told the rest of us that they weren't going to do a Christian night any longer. They canceled after, 34 years? No more Christian nights at Disney. I think it's the same for Disney World in Orlando as well. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm sure Walt really... you know, with
what is it? All of a sudden, Mickey Mouse hates Christians? I mean, what's going on here?
Well, yes. The answer is yes, because Mickey Mouse has become part of the entertainment establishment, which has an antipathy towards, you know, the only kind of Christianity they like is the kind that former President Obama liked, which, you know, is that revolution theology, which is not Christianity at all. But
no,
there's no question. And it's that sensibility of the left, which really at the end doesn't believe in the notion of individual liberties. They believe in authoritarianism. And Christian Night celebrated the religion that inspired the framers of this country, that informed the morals of the moral fiber of this country, and it also celebrated religious freedom. Now, you can bet Bob Iger would not cancel a Ramadan night at Disneyland, would never do that.
No, but I got to tell you, I know as Christians we're told to turn the other cheek, but, you know, they may just about be at the end of this where it's like, okay, I know we're supposed to turn the cheek, but I can also turn my wallet, too. And there's no need for me to continue to support people that want to be anti-Christian and, you know, and make me pay for their guilt. I'm sorry. I just don't want to do this anymore.
Well, Christians have had some very formidable leaders. And you remember the Moral Majority with Jerry Falwell. And you remember Ralph Reed getting involved with registering evangelicals. Well, there's a new leader. There's many of them emerging. Mm-hmm. But with the death of Billy Graham.
Right.
I don't know if you've noticed, but his son, Franklin.
He did it going into the 2016 elections with these prayer meetings he had on the Capitol steps across the country. And so that movement continues. Go ahead.
He's out here in California, and he is working hard to help transform this beleaguered state, speaking in places like Berkeley. Mm. And he is looking like an activist more and more every day. Within the confines of staying within his nonprofit status,
right.
But very different than his father, who had a hands-off approach to politics. Franklin feels that it's necessary to get involved and drive the money changers out of the temple.
Amen. Well, you know, I tell you, I've been keeping an eye on what Franklin Graham has been doing, and we cannot support him enough. Because just in California alone, as you mentioned, but even prior to, as I mentioned, in 2016, he had been at the Capitol steps in just about every state of the union. And once again, we're reminded prayer works there, James.
Oh, absolutely. And prayer has been a big, big part of the blessings that have been bestowed on the United States of America and will continue to be, because it's still, you know, even beyond all the negative publicity and, you know, especially during the most important Christian holidays, they come out. But the vast majority of Americans are believers, and believers in the God of our fathers, as the hymn says.
James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, as always, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you, sir.
Pleasure is mine, Bill.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is continuing.